Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 444, The Power of Words. Pastor Sarah Velasquez delivered this message on Sunday, November 2nd, 2025, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I've got two items here. One might be slightly hard to see. I'll get them in my hand. I should have put this in a different container, but we're going to go with it. Okay, I'm going to show you two items. I'm going to ask you a set of questions about these two items, okay? If either of these items, can you see what I have? Tell them what I have. I'll give you the other part. What is it?
Seeds.
Yes. Seeds, apple seeds. Apple. So I have apple seeds. Here's a piece of apple. If anyone gets really hungry, let me. My son said, when you're done with the illustration, can I eat the apple? Okay. Praise the Lord. So I have apple seeds and a piece of apple. And I have, can you see what that says?
No.
I'm quizzing you guys in the front row.
It says poison.
It says poison. Okay. So here's your choice, right? If you could represent, let me rephrase the question. If either of these items represented the kinds of words that you would like to hear around you, like from others, which one would you choose?
Seeds.
The seeds, right? The seeds, the fruit. Me too. Okay, next question. If either of these items represented the kind of words that you use on average in your daily life, which would you choose? Oh, we're all so holy and great in here. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Words full of life, right? Words that produce fruit, that produce something. Praise God. This is an awesome group we have. Okay, the next question. If either of these items represented the kinds of words that you want to use, which would you choose and why? I think I know what I'm going to hear. The seeds, of course, right? Praise God. When I read Proverbs 18:21 in preparation for this message, I'll just put these symbols right here. And I heard it, Proverbs 18:21 in the Message version. I immediately saw this picture here. It says, Proverbs 18:21 in the Message version says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or they're fruit. Whoops, I'm throwing seeds around. Fruit, apple, okay? That's representing our fruit here. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. It's pretty black and white. They're pretty different, aren't they? We get to choose. In ESV, Proverbs 18:21, this is more similar to how we hear it. Death and life are in the power of the
tongue.
The power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruits. Do you want to eat the fruit of fruit? The fruit of what comes from seeds of life that you plant with your tongue? Or do you want to eat what comes of the consequence or the end result or the results of what comes from speaking words that would be full of poison and death and destruction? We have the choice, right? So this shows us, this verse shows us how important our words are. And the choice that we have been given, we all have that choice every moment, every second, right? The tongue is a powerful little part of our body. So powerful. The Bible is full of, gosh, I'm only going to scratch the surface today of this topic, but it's full of I guess, exhortation and words about the tongue. James, that we're studying right now, it's got a lot in there about the tongue. And this is kind of our part one. On the 16th, we'll carry on and do another, like the second part of this message. Today, we're going to focus on words that are spoken that like we speak over ourselves, words that we speak over our lives, over our bodies, over our situations. And then when we do part two, we're going to focus more on like words that we use and that are spoken to other people, more in like relationship with people. But we should know that we have this choice to either produce life or to produce death with the words that we choose. Many of us are, I've heard this phrase before, hung by the tongue. Have you heard this? Yeah. We're hung by the tongue, meaning our words can hang us up. That's a bad thing, to be bound up, to be like lead to death, right? And so let's choose wisely. Let's get a revelation today of how powerful our words really are, and to have the Holy Spirit help us, to ask the Holy Spirit to help us put a watch on our lips. And that's a verse in Proverbs. The other book that is really good, if you want to really tackle this subject in your life, the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 15 has a lot, and we're going to touch on some other verses in here, but it'll help you. It'll give you a little slap on the cheek. And we can let the word correct us, and we let the Holy Spirit empower us so that we can choose in the moment when things don't look good, when things are tense and looking dark, that we can get rid of the poison with our mouths and choose life, the seeds, the what's represented by fruit. So let's be his people that use words like our lives depended on it. Because really they do. We forget that. We forget that our words are so powerful, and that many times the things that we are living are because, or things that we're experiencing are because we have spoken good or bad, positive or negative, many times negative, over ourselves. And we don't put that connection together, but our words are so powerful. So let this be a reminder for all of us today, like a little cleanup in this area, that we can get revelation to our hearts. So let's just pray. Open your heart with me to the Holy Spirit, because he wants to speak to each of us. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are awesome. You are King Jesus. And we give ourselves to you. We surrender ourselves to you. We give you our words. We give you our mouth. We give you our lips. We give you our heart, because that's what's behind what comes out of our mouths. And so, God, speak to us today. Holy Spirit, I open wide my heart for you to speak to me, for you to correct me, for you to rebuke me, because I want to be in line. I want to speak words of life. I want to speak words that edify and build up, that align to your word of truth. And I trust, Holy Spirit, that you will minister to each heart and life what you have for us today, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. All right. Too many of us deal with what Proverbs 19:1 calls being perverse in speech. Let's look at Proverbs 19, verse 1. Here's the first little slap on the cheek. Brought to you by the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 19:1, ESV says it like this: better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and is a fool. Okay, New King James says it like this: who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. That last part. New King James, it mirrors a lot of the ESV. It says, better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. So when it says perverse, it's talking about more than just lying or using profanity, but a perverse mouth is one that is, I mean, perverse means crooked, right? It's one that is disobedient. It's one that, a mouth that says things out of line to the word of God. That's perverse. It's twisted, right? It's crooked. And so when I say what I think might be just like, you know, oh, it's just a little phrase that, you know, there's so many little phrases that we say, even just saying, I'm tired. That's one that I sometimes struggle with. You know, I'm hung by my own tongue. How am I expecting to get something different when I go around all day saying, I'm tired, I'm tired. I should be saying, I'm full of life and full of energy, even if that's not exactly what I feel, right? Because the word says he renews my youth like the eagles, right? He gives me life and energy. I can walk and not grow weary. I can run and not grow faint. That's what the word says. So we have to learn to train our mouths, really our hearts, back it up from our mouths, because like I prayed, what comes out of our mouth comes from the abundance of our heart. That's another scripture. I didn't have that down, but there's so much in the Word of God about the words that we use, about what we speak. And so it's important. It's important. Let's not be hung by our tongue over our own selves and our own situations. We speak death so much over our bodies. Like right after we finish praying and declaring, and then somebody says, you know, well, asks you how you're doing. Oh, well, you know, it's cold season and I'm just doing terrible. I'm just hacking and I can't, you know, it's like you just undid all of your words of faith and praying and declaration. You just uprooted the whole thing. Oh, help us, Jesus, right? And I can think of, there's so many phrases. Sometimes we could make a list, but why do that? Let's focus on the positive. But there are, if you sat down to write a list, words, phrases like, this pain is killing me. this will be the death of me. You know, it's flu season, all these things. And that's just about our body, but we could just go on and on about just so many phrases that are regular part of our, I don't know what they're part of, culture or speech or just things that people say that, yikes, I don't want to be speaking that over myself, because little by little with those kinds of words, it's like I have a dropper and I'm just dropping a little bit of poison here, a little bit of poison there, a little bit of poison here. Praise the Lord that we can choose seeds that come from the word of God, because his word is an incorruptible seed that will never perish, right? And so when we choose to reprogram ourselves, reprogram our mind, and get those words in our heart, it will produce fruit. It'll produce fruit over whatever area of our life that we're speaking, over our bodies, over our finances, over our relationships, over our family, whatever it is, the seed will produce life. And so let's choose life. Let's not have that perverse mouth, like Proverbs 19, like we just looked at, because that's backwards from what God says. We're saying the opposite of what God says. And actually, when we do that, we're lining up to darkness. We're lining up to the devil's language. Yikes. Like, we don't think about that when we just, it's just so simple. It's just so like easy to just say all this stuff. It's like driving my new car. It's really easy to speed because it doesn't make a loud sound and it's just like smooth. And, you know, like words just kind of, we can be like really lax and forget that words are powerful. So let's line ourselves up to the word of God, what it says, and stay away from perverse speech because that's disobedient. It's disobedient to the word of God. He speaks the truth over us. And so therefore, I should be, if I say that I'm following Jesus, then I want to be speaking his truth over me, what he says. Even if, and this is where it gets hard, you know, we are so carnal. We're so with our five senses. Even if that's not what I see, or even if here's, you know, I'm being tested, you know, in order to get up here and preach today, it's like I'm feeling stuff in my body. And, you know, even if you don't feel it, well, the word says by his stripes, I am healed. So devil, get out. I'm healed. You know, because there's this terrible, annoying habit lately of like the devil thinking that he can, I don't know, shut me up. And he's wrong. And so every time, it seems like lately, every time it's my turn to preach or interpret or something, I get this lovely attack. And I'm like, no, yesterday, no, no. And so maybe I should just stop saying that I'm preaching and the devil won't know that I'm preaching. I don't know. I'm just like, stop saying that. Just like, it's on the calendar. It's written there. I know it's coming. I'm preparing, but like, because I'm healed. Amen. And I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And that's what I need to be saying. Not, oh my gosh, no. Am I there yet? Probably not. I'm a work in progress, like all of us, right? Maybe I should, you know, put these like somewhere prominent in my house. The bottle of poison. Stay away from the poison. Don't drink the poison, right? This is eucalyptus oil, by the way. Don't drink it. Okay, praise the Lord. And it's like pure good stuff from Australia. It's very old because I went to Australia a long time ago. I don't even know, like 20 years ago. But it's still poisonous, I would think, so I'm not going to drink it. Okay, praise the Lord. Where was I? Yeah, we say all kinds of stuff. And then we say, well, I know I said that, but that's really not what I meant. Well, guess what? The spirit world doesn't operate on what we meant. The spirit world will take our words. Here's, you know, the realm of darkness hears our words, and we've opened up a whole can of worms that's full of poison. And then we wonder why we're struggling with stuff, right? Because yeah, the spirit world doesn't operate on what you mean, but on what you say and what you do. Sometimes we have this, oh yeah, I know that. Oh yeah, I know that scripture. It doesn't matter what you know. It matters what you do with the word. It matters what you say with the word. Say and do together. Because we can mental assent and say, yeah, I know that already. I learned that. Is it a Is it revelation in your heart? It should wake you up like that. No, praise the Lord. Our hearts are healthy. But the word should wake us up like that, you know, that it comes alive, that his words are alive in me. I abide in him, John 15, and his words abide in me. Then I can ask whatever I wish and it'll be done for me. That's what it says, right? And so are his words alive in us? And if they are, then I should be doing them, like acting it out, and then I should be speaking them out. I'm preaching to myself. Sarah, are you hearing this? You need to be speaking those words no matter what you see, feel, taste, touch, smell, any of those other carnal things. We walk by faith and not by sight. Praise the Lord. So, this is good. This is ministering to me. Okay, praise God. Hopefully somebody else is getting something out of it, but I'm going to preach myself happy and healed today. Praise the Lord. So Mark 11:23, famous verse, right? Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says, not what he thinks, not what he means, but what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Pretty straightforward, right? The focus is on what we say. What are we saying to the mountain? What are we saying to the mountain of a bad health diagnosis, to bills not paid and financial, you know, trouble? What are we saying to the mountain of, I don't know, conflict in the family or a problem in a relationship or something? What are we speaking to it? Because God has given us, Jesus gave us all authority, right? And we have that. We can express the authority that we've been given through the words. And we can say to the mountain, the problem, be taken up and thrown into the sea. And, of course, it can't just be empty words. We have to believe it in our heart. When we believe it and we don't doubt, but we believe what we say will come to pass. And this is where we're, you know, we were talking about, well, I didn't really mean that. It doesn't say, but believes what he means. It says, believes what he says will come to pass. Then it will be done for him. Speak to the mountain about your God. Not speaking to God about the mountain. And sometimes in prayer, we do this way too much. Oh, God, but yeah, we're just moaning and whining and complaining, telling God about the problem instead of doing what Mark instructs us to do here. Use our authority, speak to the mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea. And maybe we have to do that over and over and over again for, I don't know, 10 years. And that's where it gets challenging, right? For a long amount of time. And I'm preaching to myself here. Be taken up and thrown into the sea and not doubt in his heart. We can do this because the power of the Holy Spirit lives in us. Amen. It's what we say that counts. Faith is voice activated. Do you have things that you use that are voice activated? I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. You know. Siri. Yeah. She's going to turn on now if I... Not talking to you. Faith is voice activated. Our words can ignite faith or they can ignite fear. It's our choice. It's back to the life or death. Poison or life. Poison or seeds, right? Let's use the authority we've been given and unleash with our words the spirit of faith, the spirit of hope, the spirit of I don't have to be stuck in what I see, feel, experience, you know, like with my carnal five senses, that we can go deeper in that and we can use the authority. And like Ephesians 6 says, we can stand and continue to stand. We can be dressed fully in the armor and we can stand and we will see the victory. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The disciples were learning this. We see, you know, different times in the Gospels where they missed it. They messed up. And you can see their words weren't, they spoke words of fear. Let's look at this, the famous story when the storm comes. Matthew 8, starting with verse 23. It says, now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And he's thinking, it's my nap time. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And then his disciples came to him and awoke him saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and sea obey him? If anyone's seen Pastor Santos' t-shirt, he has a t-shirt based on the scripture. It says, Jesus takes naps, be like Jesus. And it says Matthew 8 from when he was sleeping in the boat. So we're following Jesus, right? We can take naps. It's okay to take naps. All right, that was free. That was side note. So the disciples, what were they focused on? the storm, the waves. And then they spoke out that fear, right? They spoke out in desperation, save us! You know, because they didn't think that it was going to turn out well, right? And they were getting desperate and fear came over them. And so then they spoke even more negativity, right? In fear. We are perishing. Other versions, maybe your version says, we're about to drown. We're going to drown. Jesus was with them the whole time. The Son of Man, he was with them, even though he was asleep. All that panic while Jesus was there, the person of peace, the Prince of Peace, he was there nearby. But they lost sight of him, right? They lost focus of Jesus. They ignored the fact that he was in their boat. Uncertainties cause shaking, right? That attempt to get us to focus on and meditate on what we see, on what we feel, and all the five senses that we talked about. And these situations that we get put in are unfamiliar, or they take us by surprise. And like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with my job, or the doctor just said that my symptoms are a sure sign of XYZ. And so if we allow the uncertainties to become our focus, then it infiltrates our emotions, right? And fear comes. Then our words follow, our words take over, and it's like a slippery slope. We go down really quickly. We hang ourselves quickly, hung by the tongue. And we speak death over the situation and ourselves. When we give voice to our fears, pains that we're feeling in our body, uncertainties, then we're speaking the enemy's language, like we already said. Yikes. Help us, God, to speak your language, right? And so when you don't feel at peace, the enemy works it to his advantage, doesn't he? Oh, you don't look very healed, right? People will even say that to you. Well, you don't look healed. I heard a minister, I forget who it was, years ago, he was telling a story about faith, about believing for a car. And he said, yep, I have my car. And the neighbor kept like challenging him, saying, you don't have a car. You don't have a new car. He's like, yep, I got my new car. And the neighbor just like thought he was lying. But it's different than lying. He was speaking in faith, speaking, call things out which be not as though they are. He saw it in his heart. He saw the reality in the spirit realm that his new car was sitting in his driveway and his neighbor had a really hard time with that, right? And so the enemy will act quickly to make sure that we perceive things bigger than his enemy, God, right? And he wants our focus off of God, off of the truth of the word, off of God's goodness, and onto the wind and the waves and all this other stuff. And then next thing we know, we're in the wind, you know, we are the wind and the waves, and we're in this big torment. When we allow the circumstances to dictate our negative response, our emotions, and then our words will follow, then we ignore Jesus who's in the boat with us. When I read this, it was like it just really came alive to me, like he's in the boat. He's in the boat with me. He's in the boat with you, with your finances, with your family. He's there. Okay, if he's asleep, then wake him up. You know, I think of the scripture about the angels hearken unto the word of God. The angels will be activated when we're speaking life, when we're planting these seeds and expecting a harvest with our words. Then the Bible says that the angels will respond to the word of God, right? And so the angels shouldn't be sleeping, and we want Jesus awake, and we want Jesus with us, alive, awake in our hearts. And so let's see that he's not way out there somewhere, but he's in the boat with us, with whatever we're walking through, with the sickness, with the pain, with the heart pain, whatever it is. He's with us in the boat. Do you hear that, Sarah? He's with you in the boat. And that gives me great comfort. But let's use our words to show that in our heart, I know that he's in my boat. And I can speak life and speak to him. So what are you focusing on? What are you magnifying in the crisis moment? That's a hard rhetorical question. Peace isn't an emotion. Peace is a person. We just have to connect with him. It's the Prince of Peace. It's Jesus. And so if you need peace in your day, Prince of Peace, you live inside of me. I need to connect with you right now. Manifest yourself as the Prince of Peace right now. Or whatever it is that you're needing. I need joy. You are joy. Or I'm feeling unloved. I'm feeling rejected. God is love. And he lives inside of you. Connect with him and get the word of truth and speak that out. Connect with him. He's with you in the boat. We need a revelation of that Jesus is really with us in the boat. And it'll be much easier when the wind and the waves try to rise up and they try to bounce us all around. No, I'm speaking this because Jesus is with me. He is for me. And this is his truth. And this is what I'm going to get in my heart and in my mind. And I'm going to speak it out and I'm going to walk it out. It may be a process, but I'm dressed in the armor like Ephesians 6 says, and I'm preaching to myself and I'm going to stand. And when I've done all, I'm going to continue standing and we can do it. We can be perseverant. We don't have to be like what Jesus said to the disciples, you of little faith, like Pastor has shared before, like little bursts of faith. But we can sustain our faith. We can have an expectation that lasts, that endures, that takes me across the finish line to receive the victory. It may look different than what I thought, but I will get there to the place of victory and victory in him. Can somebody say amen? Yes. Is anyone else getting excited? Just me. Okay, praise God. He's with us in the boat. He's with us and he'll be with us till the end. And then we get to be with him like, really? Praise God. Praise God. How do we let peace rule? Because there's so much out there that threatens that peace, right? And then it just takes us out with our words. And we hang ourselves. And so how do we let peace rule? Here's a few different points. Since peace is not a feeling or it's not an emotion, peace is a person, then we never have to feel settled in our emotions before we speak the victory that already belongs to us. Because it's him. It's Jesus. He is our peace. He is our victory. We don't have to feel it. We walk by faith. Not by sight, not by feelings, right? We need to remain confident in God, who God is, and his promises about our situation. So if you're having a battle, you're having a struggle in whatever area, finances, health, there's the answer here. His truth that can become your truth in your heart and then come out of your mouth, right? Because Luke 6, I'm going to insert this right here, Luke 6, 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, right? Good job, class. And an evil man out of the evil treasure in his heart brings forth evil, poison, right? For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. His mouth speaks. Let's get it in our heart. His promises, what he says, his promises are yes and they're amen. So we can meditate on him, who he is, his person, like I said before, who whatever you're needing, whatever you're lacking in your walk with him, connect with that person, that characteristic of God, and with his promises, fellowship with Jesus, magnify the good. Not the wind and the waves. Magnify the good. Magnify the true. Is that in Galatians? Think about what's noble, what's pure, what's lovely. Those things. And when we're thinking about that, our heart will be there. Our heart will get there. And then guess what? Our lips will follow. And then that's what we'll be speaking because that's what is in abundance in our heart. It's by faith. It's by faith. Not by what we're feeling. So we look to the word, and Pastor just said this recently, that one of the last few healing messages that Dr. Summerall always used to end his, was it TV or radio program, with the phrase, or this exhortation, feed your faith and starve your doubts. Let them die. Feed your faith. Feed it. Plant seeds and let the fear, the doubts, let them die. Activate faith. How do we do that? With the word of God, with his presence, with connecting him and just being, communing, fellowshipping with the Father in all that he is. When we get a revelation that Jesus lives inside of us, we can speak peace over our emotions. We can speak over any situation. We can speak to the mountain to move. And then we can speak again the next hour, and the next hour, and then the next day. Move, mountain, I said move, and I don't mean maybe. The violent take it by force. I was yelling this morning about that, some things. I said, I'm violent, and I'm going to take it by force, and I'm preaching today, and you're not going to shut me up, devil. Whew, I'm feeling that. I'm sorry, that's really loud in somebody's ear, or Oliver, sorry, I'm shouting when you're listening to this and putting it on podcast. All right, well, I'm mad at the devil, so I'm not going to apologize. Never let the enemy, he's defeated one, tell you what is wrong or how to feel or how someone else's story. Well, look at that other person. They didn't, you know, X, Y, Z, and it ended up bad for them. Shut up, devil! And I don't mean maybe. I'm getting mad. This is me being violent. Can you see it? Yes. It's coming more and more. Everyone thinks Sarah's so sweet.
Come on, Sarah, come on.
You should see me behind my door when I get attacked with these terrible headaches over and over. I'm like, get out. Get out. I'm getting free right now, so bear with me with the yelling. Praise the Lord. Okay. Pastor's laughing at me. Praise the Lord. Okay. It's getting warm up here too. Minimize the problems by telling them how big your God is. Use your words to create and to bring life like God did, right? He spoke and there was light. He spoke and there was the world in existence. He's creative and we can be too with our words. Activate faith inside of you. Bring life. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to shout and get angry, especially if you're not like a, you know, like me. Like, you know, my friends in Argentina, side story, you know, they're like, Sarah, you're so sweet. And when you go on the public transport and the bus, you need to like be tough. So they like prepare me. You got to learn some like, I mean, it wasn't like swear words in Argentina that are, you know, Spanish that they were teaching me, but they taught me like tough words. Like you need to toughen up because maybe a guy's looking at you or saying something and they just look at me and they think that I don't understand what they're saying. And I do. And one time with our friends, like we turned around and I said this whole line in Spanish because they were talking about us, us gringas with blue eyes and blonde hair. And they didn't think that we spoke Spanish. Ha 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 ha. So I turned around and I said with some of these tough words that my Argentine friends were preparing, like, Sarah, you got to be tough. You got to be ready for the public bus, you know, all these people and the trains. Oh, my gosh. In Buenos Aires, like all smashed up and people trying to, you know, take advantage of the situation. So I turned around and I was like, blah, 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 I said all this stuff in Spanish. And like, I mean, not like terribly rude, but like put them in their place of like, hey, I understood what you said. I understood that you're speaking about my friends. And that's not like I put the line. I drew the line. Why am I telling this story? Like, be tough and be violent and put a limit and say up to here. Okay, that's why I brought that back around. Like, it's okay. It's kind of fun. That's why I started, right? It's kind of fun because we have the victory and victory is fun, but you got to fight for it and you got to contend and it's okay to be a little tough. Okay. And there's moments we're singing this little light of mine. I love you, Jesus. And then there's other times when the devil's trying to come in on your territory and you're like, no, you don't. No, you don't. The blood of Jesus. Oh my Gosh, it's really warm. Praise God, the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Minimize these problems, right? By saying, my God is bigger. My God is greater. Remember that woman in the, I think of that scene in the movie, is it War Room? And she's marching around the kitchen and she's like, ah! I think they called her and said that she was receiving a testimony of how God came through, right? And she's marching around the kitchen and she's going, my God is greater, my God is bigger, my God is stronger. I knew you'd come through for me. And that's the celebration that we can have on the other end of standing and standing firm, and on the other end of speaking life and speaking life. And so let us not grow weary in speaking life. Sarah, don't grow weary. Donna, don't grow weary. Speak life. Be violent. Kick a little. Call me and we can do it together if you need some reinforcement. Call your sisters. Call the buffalo. We'll come and we'll go to the devil together. And then we'll laugh in his face. Woo. Woo. Don't mess with me. Oh my gosh. Okay. My son's back there whispering to Daddy, oh, she's scaring me. Praise God. All right. Where was I? Ask the Holy Spirit to bring his truth. Sometimes it's like we get sunk and we can't even see what's the truth. Go to a sister and brother and say, speak truth to me. Pastor Karen spoke some truth to me a few weeks ago, and that touched my heart because I'm like, okay, tell me more. Can I record you saying that? Because I need to hear truth. And ask the Holy Spirit. He'll speak to you too. Your friends, and we can do that, your cell group, they'll speak truth to you, and so will the Holy Spirit. And even while you sleep, praise God. But are you planting words? Are you planting the seed of the word? Listen to it while you sleep, right? Get the Holy Spirit speaking while you, ask the Holy Spirit to speak and he will. Ask him for his truth in your situation. And what are his promises? Get that promise and wield it like a sword. And when you're violent and you're cutting off the head of the devil, do it with the word. Not just spouting emotions. Not just, here come the dog sounds. Not just like a chihuahua. But there's no faith behind it. Okay? It's okay to be loud. It's okay to, raise your voice and be violent. Let there be faith behind it also, like a German shepherd. Right? Is that what your dog does, Aaliyah? Like the German shepherd doesn't have to make a whole bunch of commotion. He knows who he is. He knows he's tough and he can just, raise a lip there and his teeth shows and he just. Devil, that's for you. All right. Praise God. Boldly speak out those words. Wield them like a sword. And speak it out. Bring his promises to remembrance, to yourself and to God. God, you said. You said. And so I'm reminding you of your word. And I'm standing and I'm standing. And I'm not taking no for an answer. And I'm going to speak life no matter what I see over the situation. Okay, conclusion. Here's a few points, just review. We get to choose the words that we speak. Poison that kills or life, seeds of truth that bring life. We choose. I don't recommend drinking poison. Praise God. So let's speak words of life. Let's train our mouths to not be perverse, but to be obedient to the word of God. Because when we do, we'll find that when we need it most, we'll experience the word dwelling richly in us. And it's what we say that counts. It's what we do and what we say that counts. So speak out to the mountain with the authority that Jesus gave you. Speak it out. Tell the mountain to move. Tell the mountain how big your God is. Faith is voice activated. We already said it. Our words can ignite faith or fear. And Jesus is in the boat with us. Connect with him. Connect with him. So the storm can be raging around us, but if you're connected to the Prince of Peace, hey, we're in a storm, Jesus. But you're with me. And you never leave me and you never forsake me. And I have your truth and I can speak that out of my mouth and I can watch the waves just die down because I'm not focusing on it anymore. I'm not speaking that on it. I'm not magnifying that. I'm magnifying the Prince of Peace and that he's in my boat. Praise the Lord. So silence the negative, the fearful, the desperate words that align with the devil, that align with darkness, and choose to speak words of life, words of faith that align with Jesus, that the truth of his word is so good. He's so good. And so let's pray. Why don't you stand up? We're going to practice so that like we can make the word and what the word says a script for us. And that's why, you know, many of you hear me say when people ask, how are you? Oh, well, I'm struggling with that. Just scrap all that answer. Here's your script. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm walking in the peace of Jesus today. Our sister Cheryl used to do that. And then she taught me. It doesn't matter. She could have been living, and sometimes she was living crazy things going on in her house, but she said, I'm walking in the peace of Jesus today. I'm walking in the love of Jesus today. And that is a good declaration, a good faithful declaration. And then you don't have to figure out what to say. You just say, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm walking in the love of Jesus today. Amen. I'm walking in the peace of Jesus today. I'm walking in the joy of Jesus today. I'm walking in the strength of Jesus today. So let's do that. We're going to do some declarations, okay? Praise God. I'm walking in love today.
I'm walking in love today.
I'm walking in the love of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the love of Jesus.
I'm walking in the peace of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the peace of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the strength of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the strength of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the wisdom of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the wisdom of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the hope of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the hope of Jesus today.
My mind is blessed.
My mind is blessed.
I am blessed and highly favored.
I am blessed and highly favored.
I am at the head and not the tail.
I am at the head and not the tail.
My finances are blessed.
My finances are blessed.
My debts are paid.
My debts are paid.
My family is blessed.
My family is blessed.
There is unity in my home.
There is unity in my home.
Relationships are restored.
Relationships are restored.
There is peace at my workplace.
There is peace at my workplace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So whatever others, you know, things that you need to speak over, let's speak over our bodies. I forgot that one. My body is blessed and healed.
My body is blessed and healed.
I'm walking in the strength of Jesus today.
I'm walking in the strength of Jesus today.
By Jesus' stripes, I am healed.
By Jesus' stripes, I am healed.
I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Sickness, disease, and lack have to go.
Sickness, disease, and lack have to go.
Sickness, you go now.
Sickness, you go now.
Pain, you go now.
Pain, you go now.
So speak to your body. If you've got something going on, put your hand there and let's speak to it like you mean it. In the name of Jesus, sickness, go. Symptoms, go. You've got to go. Infirmity, lack, go in Jesus' name. You are not welcome here in this temple of the Holy Spirit. I have the peace of Jesus.
I have the peace of Jesus.
I have the life of Jesus.
I have the life of Jesus.
I have the power of Jesus.
I have the power of Jesus.
Resurrection power lives on the inside of me.
Resurrection power lives on the inside of me.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. I just pray for each of my brothers and sisters under the sound of my voice, God, that we would practice, we would walk in it this week of speaking life. Holy Spirit, give us a tap on the shoulder when we're speaking death out of our mouths because we choose to put the poison aside, to not speak disobedient, perverse words that don't line up to your word, but we want to speak life over ourselves, life over situations, life to other people. We want to be used as encouragers, as one who can exhort and edify and build up, God, not to tear down. So help us, Holy Spirit, with our words. Put a watch on our lips this week, God. Today, even now, a watch on our lips, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us be a people, your people, that with our words we represent you well. With our words we bring you glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for manifesting yourself through our words, God. We choose with our words to walk by faith and not by sight, God. Speak words, Father. Father, to each of my brothers and sisters, speak your word, God, that can be a sword that we can fight against the wiles of the devil, against the things that the situations and the circumstances that we haven't yet seen breakthrough, God. Give us those words, God, and refresh them in our hearts, God, a revelation that is our truth, that is what we declare, that is what we proclaim, and that is what we will walk in. That is what the harvest that we will reap. Thank you, Jesus. Words of life, words of faith, words that come from your heart, God. Thank you, God, for building us up to be strong in you, God. Strong in you. That we can be violent and take it by force, what you died on the cross of Calvary to give us, that we don't settle for anything less, that we fight and we fight and we fight till we receive the victory, till we receive the breakthrough. Put perseverance in our heart, God. We don't want to be the ones that you say, oh, you of little faith, but we want to have a strong, enduring faith that reaches out and receives the promise, that receives the promise, the breakthrough. Thank you, God, for breakthrough in this church family. Breakthrough and breakthrough now in our lives, in our finances, in our homes, in our families, at our workplace. Thank you, God, in our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. You are good. You are good and forever to be praised. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Everybody said? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.